Of course, Bruce is not involved because it's not coming out of his pocket. It's coming out of mine.
That's correct.
So how's that going?
It's going real well. I have a meeting at 9. So when I'm done with you, I'm heading off to schmooze a client.
Okay.
It's near 45 minutes away.
Now, have you been given massive instruction on how to deal with this client by anyone back there in the sales area?
Not massive, but I did get a lot of help yesterday. People were very helpful. Yes.
Really? So they're starting to warm up to you a little bit back there.
I'm thinking so, yeah.
The den of thieves.
They're not so bad.
So anyway, good. That's good. So the 9 o'clock meeting this morning could prove profitable for you then.
It definitely could.
Good. She seems very confident, doesn't
she? You really
she?
Do. Mm-hmm. And that's the best way to make a sale.
Well, I'm hoping it rubs off on the prospective client. Yeah. And your pocketbook.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is the prospective client aware of this little wager we have going on?
I think he is.
Oh, no. Well, then we have to put a cap on this.
I don't think it's going to be so big that you have to worry about it.
Bill Gates or something is his name.
Now, is the prospective client a listener of the morning show?
I believe that he is, but his wife told him to call.
See, his wife's a listener.
Yeah,
so.
That's how
it's a women thing.
That. Oh my!
So they could be listening right now.
They could be. Hi, I'm coming to get you.
Okay, now he's backed off on it. Yeah, well, maybe not. Well, listen, good luck with you,
thank you.
And your new client this morning. I'm sure you'll do very well. Check back with us on Monday.
I'll be here.
We'll see you then. All right, thanks, Erica. Good luck.
And that is W Light Time Saver Traffic.
Look how relaxed Erica is when she comes in here now. It's like she's a member of the morning show.
But I'll tell you what, she stands outside the studio door, is outside the window waiting for one of us to gesture her in before she walks on
you
in.
You know, that's a lesson some salespeople haven't learned
for
yet.
You.
Well, thank you. That was made perfectly clear my first day.
Erica from sales, everybody. Now, you're starting your second week with us, aren't you?
Week number 2.
I understand Friday your meeting with your first client went well.
It went real well.
Tell us about it.
It was with Randy Sherwood of Sandler Sales Institute, and I sold him my first little chunk of radio.
Yay! Now, what does this guy do? What are we going to hear on the air then?
He's a sales trainer.
Uh-huh.
So.
Oh, a sales trainer.
Isn't that ironic?
Do you have his own tapes?
No, I don't think he has. I hope not. I've seen enough tapes.
You should put them on DVD. I believe we're past VHS these days.
No, very nice guy, and he's going to be even advertising here on W Light. Actually, he's got a lot of good insight into everything, and he actually might even be training me.
Isn't this crazy? Now, wait a minute. Did you sell him, or is this trade?
No, it's not a trade. I sold him.
Maybe trade advertising. You did sell him.
All right.
So now here's the thing I need to know. Do you already know what your commission on this is going to be?
I do.
All right. So go ahead and
$360.
That's not so bad. That's not bad at all, is it, Casey? Why are you playing with your hair, Casey? You're not the one that has to pay it.
No. See, this is the look I get whenever I ask him for money. And he plays that sound, too.
$360. Well, there you go, Erica. We'll be matching that because you made your first sale.
Well, thank you.
And you did it within a week.
Under a week.
She did it 3 days after we gave her the assignment.
When did we give you the assignment?
Wednesday.
Way to go, Erica.
Thank you.
We're very proud of you. Congratulations. All the other salespeople are going to be
Now, don't ever come in the studio again.
I was just